Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, you know, in our kids, we want to prevent injuries when they're playing youth sports. We know that. My daughter plays soccer and basketball, and I don't want her to have ACL injuries and all of this. But yet, you don't want to be one of those helicopter parents during sports. You want to let them play. You want to let them have fun. But you also kind of look sideways at the coach. Does he know what he's doing? They made them run for punishment. Is that the way to go? You know, all of these are things that parents ask themselves when they have children in sports. But there is a youth sports parent pledge that you can take with my guest, Dr. Michael Bergeron. He's the executive director of National Youth Sports Health and Safety Institute. Welcome to the show, Dr. Bergeron. Let's talk about preventable injuries and the youth sports parent pledge. What is it?
Well, thank you, Melanie. It's a pleasure to be here again. Preventable injuries, you know, we all know that if you play sports long enough, often enough, hard enough, you cannot eliminate all risk of injury. It just comes with sports. But there's a lot of things that can be eliminated related to injury, and that usually relates to just frankly doing too much and doing it too often and not giving particularly your kids enough time to recover. We all know that the body adapts very nicely to exercise, but if you bring it to the point where all of a sudden exercise load becomes more destructive than constructive, then the body begins to break down, and that causes problems. So we really have to look at how our kids are being trained, how often they're being trained, and making sure that they're being trained in the right way, given enough recovery time to positively adapt.
Okay, so preventing injuries and overuse being one of the, you know, big ones in our kids, chronic overuse, cross-training, Dr. Bergeron, really, that's what they're recommending. Maybe taking a season off, you know, so much of the sports-specific stuff, and we'll get to the parent pledge, but so much of the sports-specific training that kids are really getting ingrained in now can cause some overuse that's going to take them out of their sport possibly for good.
Well, you're absolutely right, Melanie. And you mentioned cross-training, and maybe a lot of people don't fully understand that. What you're really doing is exposing the body to a variety of different ways to be stimulated. You're not doing the same thing over and over again. That not only reduces the load on the body in a certain way, but it also encourages the body to adapt positively in a variety of different ways so that you are becoming a more resilient athlete, a better athlete, a more diverse athlete. And all of that diverse exposure is very, very good for not only improving your athletic capacity, but certainly reduces the risk of injury. So, yes, and the schedule plays a role in that, too, and making sure that your child's not doing the same thing too often, making sure that understanding that rest is just as important, recovery is just as important as the exercise and training itself.
Okay, so now this parent pledge, when, you know, it is hard sometimes, Dr. Bergeron, when I am sitting there watching my daughter play soccer, and I know that people look at me and go, oh, she's one of them, and I'm trying not to be one of them. I sit there, but sometimes I will yell from the sideline, Cece, run! And then she'll look at me like she just woke up and go, oh, and then she'll start to run, and she's so fast, and she's definitely, you know, one of the better players, so I try not to, you know, be over-involved. But as a parent, boy, it's sure hard sometimes. So what's the parent pledge?
Well, the parent pledge is hopefully a lot of things that we as parents of young kids who are involved in sports truly believe. And what we wanted to do with the National Youth Sports Health and Safety Institute is to put it in writing. I mean, you know, until it's in writing and until you read it and commit to it, maybe it doesn't really happen. So we listed some things you mentioned about encouraging your child to run, and I mean, there's nothing wrong with that and being a fan and showing the support. But what we did is we listed 10 things, and this certainly are not the only 10 things that you should commit to, but these are things that put you in the proper place as a supportive parent and helping your child that this is an enjoyable experience. And quite honestly, these points in the pledge really not only make it a better experience, but actually fit into what we were talking about earlier about preventable injuries. If you sort of follow these things and you commit to this, you'll find that your child actually has an opportunity to develop better. So we listed these, and hopefully a parent can read these over with their child or children and say, you know what, I'm going to commit to this, and I'm going to sign it, and I'm going to put it on the refrigerator, and we can all see it.
Where can they find it, Dr. Bergeron?
Well, you can go to our website, which is www.nyshsi.org.
That's NYSHSI.org, the National Youth Sport Health and Safety Institute. And I want to go over a few of these. I let my child play and have fun. I let my child choose the sport he or she wants to play. Now, the only little issue I would take with that one is sometimes kids, like I said to Cece, you want to play basketball? No, she's really tiny, but she's very good at basketball. She said, no, I don't want to. And then one of her friends said something. I said, oh, you still don't want to? I'm signing you up anyway, and if you don't like it, okay. But now, of course, she's like, oh, I love it. I can't wait to go to practice. She can't wait to play. So I gave her a little shove, but is that okay?
Of course it is. And what we're really talking about here is when you have parents who predetermine what the child's career is going to be. You're going to be a tennis player because I was. You're going to be a baseball player because I was, or whatever the reason. There's nothing wrong with maybe encouraging and getting your child over that hump and to participate and let them discover that they do have fun. But oftentimes what we have is a child really needs to be exposed to a variety of things that maybe they have more of an aptitude for and will be better at, rather than trying to identify where your child's going to excel too early. That's where it becomes a problem.
Okay, so you want to let them choose, and yes, we can give them a little bit of guidance in that way. So I discourage my child from playing multiple sports in the same season. I let my child have at least one day off each week and have some weeks off each year. I totally am with you on that, Dr. Bergeron. I am a big fan of not over-involving my children. One sport a season. I like one practice a week and one game. That's why I like soccer and basketball, but like football and some of these other sports, my God, it's every single day. I listen if my child says he or she is hurt.
And that's a big one.
That's a big one. So discuss that one for us.
Well, you know, we know those of us that work with kids and see the injuries, prior injury history is one of the best determinants of injury risk. And if a child has an injury, you need to let that injury fully recover. If the child is starting to work too hard and it begins to develop into a potential injury and there's a lot of pain and the child's hurting, then you can avert some problems by putting a stop to it right there. These kids are not paid professionals. They're not recognizing the risk and playing hurt anyway, like a professional football player, for example, would. We need to recognize that if your child is hurt, that either means that have not recovered from a previous injury or maybe a developing injury is in the process, and you need to stop that, because if you don't, you're going to pay for it later. Your child will pay for it later.
I'm a fan of my child, not his or her manager. Sometimes the arguments with the coach, you know, and I've seen coaches kind of going at each other. So as a parent, we got to step back from the coach thing?
Well, that's true, too. Yes, that's part of it. And part of it, too, is that, you know, you need to let your child take some responsibility and prepare for the sport and get the equipment and make sure that things are ready and not do everything for your child, so that you're not only managing the schedule, managing the equipment, managing the practice, managing the food, managing everything.
We do.
The child needs to have some responsibility here.
Okay, so I encourage fair, honorable, safe, and sportsmanlike behavior practice. We're out of time, Dr. Bergeron, but you know that the car ride home after a game is a good one. I know that one. Why didn't you... You know, you could have. It didn't look like you were. You know, we have to
exactly.
Not do that. And I do not live my athletic dream through my child. That is a huge one. Wrap it up. 20 seconds for us, Dr. Bergeron, this parent pledge.
The tenth one that you didn't mention is make sure you say, I love to watch you play, and did you have fun? And if you really commit to all these 10 things, your child's sports experience will be more healthy, will be more enjoyable.
And you can find out more about the Parent Pledge at NYSHSI.org. That's the National Youth Sports Health and Safety Institute. You're listening to Train Your Body on Radio MD. Stay well.